Visiting this morning with Todd Heidkamp, who is a meteorologist with the National Weather Services out of Sioux Falls. And Todd, I know it's been a long night, or however you want to look at it, a lot of activity there in Sioux Falls. If you can, share with us the type of damage and the strength of the storm and tornadoes that were reported there in Sioux Falls.
Well, we haven't really had a full assessment of the damage done yet. As daybreak is upon us, we'll take a little bit closer look at how widespread the damage was. But based upon all the information that we've gained from city officials and also, you know, photos sent in to us from the people of Sioux Falls, we're dealing with widespread damage around here within the city, and I think most of that damage was a result of very strong straight-line winds, probably 90 to 100 miles an hour plus. But then we also had some areas within the city of Sioux Falls that has some enhanced areas of damage or increased amount of damage. And we're going to go take a look at that, and they're very susceptible, very, I would say, suspicious, or a little bit leaning more towards the possibility of some weaker tornadoes that enhance that amount of damage in that area.
And was the damage pretty much confined to the southern portion of Sioux Falls?
No, you know, I would say most of the damage was probably concentrated in the three-quarters part of Sioux Falls, where the northern half of the town, or northern quarter, I should say, was spared a lot of the damage. They still experienced strong winds, but the majority of the damage, the heaviest amount of damage, is definitely south of 26th Street.
And also kind of around from 26th Street, and I know the mall is there on 41st and Kiwanis and that area. Is that kind of where a lot of the damage was reported?
Well, a lot of the damages to the to businesses, yes, along 41st, you know, right around the western and Kiwanis areas. I know that even portions of the mall were hit, Best Buy, all along that area. But again, we haven't had a full assessment of all the damages, all the buildings or businesses that were impacted by the storm.
And one I was wondering about was Avera Hospital. I'd heard that that was also had some damage to it. Is the Avera Heart Hospital?
There's two. You know, a lot of people are getting these things confused a little bit. There's the difference between Avera Hospital and Avera Heart Hospital. Avera Heart Hospital is the one south of Sioux Falls, or the southern sections of Sioux Falls, south of Interstate 229. And that was impacted by the storm, by the strong winds, the possibility of a tornado there as well. That's a location where we had eight insignificant injuries, still injuries nonetheless. Again, that was hit pretty hard last night, and we'll take a look at that damage here, you know, as soon as the sun rises.
All right, thanks very much. Been visiting with Todd Heidkamp from the National Weather Services of Sioux Falls.